Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate supernatural relationship. We've been talking about supernatural experiences and some guidelines and hopefully encouragements so you can objectively approach and ask for supernatural experiences. You are as a spirit being, your job, part of your duty and responsibility here on this earth is to learn how to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. So it's important that any issues you have, any area you need to overcome in that area, as far as lack of knowledge, lack of experience, or fear, or even idolatry, you need to get over that. We all do, because the supernatural realm is the area, the main area we are here on this earth to learn to rule and reign over. We've been talking about the 8 steps to engaging the supernatural, and we were just finishing up the step number 8. So if you need to go back and listen to the others, I encourage you to do that. We want to be objective. We aren't pretending that God is speaking to us. We aren't pretending that we are having these supernatural experiences. They are every bit as real as your natural life, your everyday existence, your physical understanding. So we're not talking about something that is we have to have faith in or just believe. The supernatural realm is every bit as real as, if not more so, than the physical realm you are experiencing as a normal part of your day. What you are seeing with are your physical eyes, but you also have soulical eyes that function in the supernatural realm. So we learn how to use those eyes to see into the supernatural realm. Now, you don't have to be a Christian to do that. The supernatural realm doesn't go away or doesn't come into being depending on whether you are a Christian or not, whether you are a spirit being. It's always there, just as the natural realm is. Very often, those who don't believe in God are more willing to venture into things in the supernatural than those who are Christians, than those who are spirit beings. So we don't want to, we're not going to go proceeding into knowing God and ruling and reigning over the supernatural realm for any other reason than the understanding that what God is doing is teaching us to rule and reign. But we also want to understand that it's an objective realm. That just as we going into another country, or a country that we've never even heard of, traveling to another planet, we have to prepare, we have to be ready, we have to understand that things aren't going to work necessarily the way we expect them to. In doing that, we recognize that we aren't going to make the supernatural realm conform to us, but we are going to rule and reign over it. If you went to another country, for instance, you would not expect them to comply with your home country's laws. You understand that there are rules and parameters and boundaries that govern that other law, that other realm, that other country. And so you follow through and pursue, understanding what the rules and regulations are of that other country. So we don't want to be of the mindset that we know it all. And part of the problem we have is that we go by what we think we know, what we think it has been written by others about it. And it's great to share and experience what others have shared and experienced and written in books, in the Bible, in other people's history. But your experience is going to be your experience. What God teaches you is what matters. Not necessarily something that's going to fit in with perhaps what you've been taught, what you've been told. So as we pursue and take seriously what God is doing in the supernatural realm, in training and teaching us, we recognize that we are going to make mistakes. Big deal. That's part of our learning process. God is not saying, well, if you're going to do this, you have to do it perfectly. You're going to be going through a learning process. And that's why we want to look at the process objectively. Where do we start? Now, we've been going through these 8 steps, but that doesn't mean that what you are going through is going to necessarily follow these 8 steps. Instead, the point is to approach learning the supernatural realm objectively, that you can create for your experiences your own 8 steps. So these 8 steps are a starting point. If God wants to add some or detract some or change the order, that's between you and him. And over time, odds are he will fine-tune these steps for you and for different situations. The point is that we can know God and understand and rule and reign over the supernatural realm objectively. as time progresses and our solical senses are more accustomed to what is to seeing and perceiving and experiencing what's going on in the supernatural realm, we are more able to perceive and experience what's going on in all three realms, spirits, the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural. What we don't want to get caught up in is, or distracted, is what we are learning. Instead, we want to stay focused on God Himself, on our relationship with Him. He's teaching you. But the underlying skill you're learning is dependence. It's like when you exercise. The goal is, say you're doing push-ups. The goal is not to be able to do 100 push-ups or 1,000 or 1,000,000. It's to get in shape. It's to take care of your physical body. So we don't get distracted on how many push-ups we do, even though there will be goals associated with it. So we simply just keep these things in context. The goal is not to be able to sit in His presence without moving for, you know, 20 days in a row. No, it's depending on Him. Receiving from Him what He gives us. So finishing up with step 8, which is back to business. And we've talked about how when God interrupts us or draws our attention to something going on in the supernatural realm and how we respond. But then step 8 is we simply go back to what we were doing. The Lord is under no obligation to explain His timing or direction to us. In other words, what He does is what He does. He doesn't need to explain why and when and how He chose this particular situation to bring to your attention or what even you're learning. There's going to be times when you're going through certain things that you're not even sure why you're doing it. That's up to Him. That's His choice. He's not obligated to answer your questions just because you're asking it. This is part of our problem with our misconceptions about communicating with Him, this thing that we call prayer. And if we remind ourselves that prayer was used to reach and communicate with a God out there, but that He is no longer out there, we are one in Him now. And to think that we need to pray and ask and meet requirements, have prayer chains, get enough people, you know, storming the gates of heaven. These are just notions that we need to let the Lord really speak to us as He chooses, but be willing to give them up. He knows at all times what you're going through and what you need. Because in your spirit, you are in Him and with Him and one with Him, and all your needs are already met. Why we ask Him, why we talk to Him, is to acknowledge in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, our dependence on Him. Not to get Him to move, but to move us. To turn to Him. So we can say that our greatest prayer, if we even want to continue to use that word, just because it's been, we all have so many strings attached to that, is to turn to Him from everything else. It changes our direction, not His. It doesn't affect Him at all. It affects us. So one thing to remember, though, as you become reliable and instantaneous in your response to His drawing your attention to things, He will do it more. We've talked a bit about keeping God's secrets, about how He wants to share His secrets with us, but very often He can't because all we want to do is share or brag or boast with others. Or we think that because this is what God has showed us, it's something we are supposed to share with others. That's why He did it, was so that we could share it with the world or write a book or start a ministry around it. And that may be the case, but unless He says that specifically, odds are He's just sharing secrets with you. He's just sharing His day with you. And He wants you to be able to keep that secret. As you do, as you keep God's secrets, He will share more with you. Over time, you will find it likely that He will begin to share His purposes and His plans. What He is doing through you, not so that you can take it on as your own project, your own job, but so you can enjoy the process and rejoice with Him as He does the work to and through you. When He says, "This is what I'm going to do with you," we can enjoy the ride. Great Lord, let's go. This is terrific, Lord, let's go. So take the process seriously. Take the objective seriously. That just like anything else, if you pursue God, and by that I mean giving Him the time and attention out of your busy day that He deserves, making yourself available to Him, receiving from Him what He gives, more and more you will begin to have objective supernatural experiences. These are not supposed to be the exception. They are to be the rule. Because right now, wherever you are not just in and interacting with the natural realm, but also the supernatural realm. Right now, you are in and being affected by angels and demons and other aspects of the supernatural realm. But because you don't know about it, you are not ruling and reigning. Now you are in your spirit, but instead of your soul, your mind, will, and emotions ruling and reigning over the supernatural realm, you are ignorant. We are ignorant. And that can be objectively overcome. Now, regarding His personal presence, we've talked about what happens in our perception of who God is we have a tendency to have Him in a particular aspect of our life. And as we make ourselves available to Him, and we give him the time and the attention he deserves, he begins to intrude, shall we say, at all times and in any way he chooses in our normal day-to-day routine. So regarding his personal presence, protecting the presence of God. In line with respecting and highly valuing these training opportunities, we also need to learn how to protect his presence when we can't immediately give him our undivided attention. As you are engaged at work, in a conversation, or involved in a complex task that must be completed, like driving a car, performing brain surgery, or landing an airplane, for instance, simply acknowledge his presence and figuratively put a tent of protection over it. Just hold it there. Draw back from conversation as much as possible. And be ready to make plans to accommodate his presence as soon as your task is done. By doing so, you honor his presence rather than ignoring or pushing it away, as well as planning for giving it attention at a later time. It is crucial that this commitment be honored at the earliest possible opportunity. Follow the steps that we've just talked about, or the steps God is teaching you to engage in the Lord's purposes for that particular time. In other words, if he draws your attention during a business meeting, and you put your tent over it, as soon as you're done with that business meeting, on your way back to your office or out to the car or your next thing, Lord, what was that about? How much time do I need to plan for you? What was that about? And he may just give you a quick thing where that's all you need, but he may say, I need to talk to you. And you work out with him a meeting place, a rendezvous, as soon as possible. And you do this, you give him the high attention. So if he catches you on the way out of your meeting and he says, follow me to my office, and you do, you follow him to his office. For situations less critical, but where your actions may be misinterpreted or some might find offensive, like if you're at your boss's home for dinner and the Lord draws your attention to himself during dinner, you don't want to just say, excuse me, I have to go spend some time with God. But you can still protect his presence by drawing back from your conversation as much as possible. And you know, there may come a point in time when you do have to say, excuse me, I have to go spend some time with God. I'll be right back. Don't put everything you've got into the conversation. Hold back some of your energy, some of your focus to what's really important. Reserve some of yourself to protect his presence in that tent. Then, as soon as you get in your car, or you can take a break, follow what we've talked about. Ask him what you need to be doing. Ask him what he needs from you. Then also be aware that there's going to be other ways that he draws attention to himself at inopportune times. There may be an unexpected reaction to a situation or a person, even one that you've a situation that you've been in many times before, or a person that you're well acquainted with. The Lord doesn't just work with us supernaturally when we are alone. Another manifestation of the supernatural is an unexpected reaction to a situation or person. This reaction can be either negatively or positively oriented. In other words, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, alarming or assuring, or even neutral, just getting your attention to his drawing. So we pay attention to the drawing, not how he gets our attention. For instance, say again, you're in a meeting at work and you find yourself somehow separate from what is being said. And that's besides falling asleep or daydreaming or planning lunch in your head. Or if you're on the phone or in the class or pulling up to a red light. Maybe the Lord draws your attention to the student on your right, or the classroom itself, or the traffic in front of you. How do you respond? The same way. You don't need to include everyone involved. You don't need to say if your attention is being drawn to a coworker as you sit in this meeting, you don't need to tap them on the arm and say, let's get together afterwards, the Lord has a word for you. You don't need to write them a note. You don't need to involve them at all. This, too, is a matter to inquire of the Lord. Ask God. The training here is to learn to be aware of the possibility of his showing up on his terms at any time, in any way, even right now. And right now. And right now. 5 minutes from now. 5 minutes ago. How often we miss him. Our response is always to go to him for direction and not rely on past experiences, scriptural examples, others' teaching, or our own intellect to figure out what he wants. It's not your job to figure out what he's saying. It's your job to ask him what he's saying. One of the problems we have is that, say you're in that meeting and God draws your attention to your coworker, and you feel alarmed or fearful or negative or angry. We think the message or what God wants to say to us in regards to our coworker is alarming or angry or negative. No, that might just be the way God's getting your attention. So you simply respond. These 8 steps are general guidelines to help you get started. In practical and objective terms, and approaching the simple reality of living in a constant awareness of the presence of God in the supernatural realm. This is where you will experience the results of the sharpening of your senses during the waiting periods. The more you wait, the more your senses are fine-tuned. And the more you will find yourself interacting with full awareness, to what the Lord is already doing in your life in the supernatural realm. We'll pick it up there on God's general supernatural manifestations next Thursday. Till then, we'll be getting back together again 9 o'clock on Saturday to continue our series on tithing versus giving. And we're really getting into some real practical issues for each one of us, determining how to handle our finances and how to handle giving. So be sure to tune in. And thanks for all the great questions and feedback I'm getting. I really appreciate hearing from y'all. And that's at DianeWeCanPrepare.org. So until then, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.